Welcome to the Career Booster Podcast by Grantham University. Whether you're looking for that new job or seeking that promotion, Grantham University's podcast will feature topics perfect for the career seeker and established professional alike. I'm Brad Erpelding, and in today's show, we'll be hearing from Jeremy Bell, Associate Director of Talent Development Career Services, Doug Dielmer, Career Service Coordinator, and Dr. Nancy Miller, Dean of the College of Engineering and Computer Science, about how students can receive credit for real-world experience, what leads to student success, and much more. Let's get started.
I'm going to introduce today's moderator, which is Mr. Doug Dielmer.
Hello, and welcome.
And today we also have our special guest, Dr. Nancy Miller, Dean of the College of Engineering and Computer Science. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thank you. So I'm going to turn it over to our moderator, Doug, to get us started.
Well, Nancy, again, thanks for being here. My first question is, how is the student set up for success in your degree programs?
Well, basically, we have a number of things that we've been implementing in the past year or two that I think really helps the students and changes we're making. For one thing, we've continued to add more simulations and virtual environments for our students. With some course developments are coming up, we're planning to add even more and look at more digital assets that are available. And so I think that's really going to give more of a hands-on component, even more than what we have already. And I think that will be valuable for students. We are also, with all of our new course developments, I'm trying to get videos provided instead of these little written lectures, have more videos throughout the courses showing how problems are being worked and that sort of thing. So I think that's going to be incredibly helpful, especially for some of the more mathematical type courses. And we've also, primarily because of the students in my programs who struggle with software installation sometimes at the beginning of their courses, we set up probably, I don't know, maybe a year or so ago, a technical support chain for those students. So if a student has a problem with installing software, they need to contact their SA. If the SA can't help, then there's a set of several SAs that have more technical backgrounds that will then triage the problem, see if they can resolve the issue. Many of them have taken courses in my college. If they're not able to solve it, then they push it up to the next layer, which is our internal IT support team. And they'll try to work to provide some support at that point. Also, if they see a consistent problem, they'll notify myself and the curriculum team so that we can figure out, do we need to provide some more videos or some better instructions? Has something changed that we need to provide some more information for the student actually in the course so they don't even have to go through this chain. One thing I will say, if you're having problems like that, make sure you let us know what your operating system is and send us screenshots. If you'll send that from the beginning, that helps the process a lot. And as most of you know, you've probably seen this connect to a live tutor in the left navigation panel of your course. So this is something that I've been talking about for a couple years. I call it embedded tutoring. Some call it just-in-time tutoring. I wanted to have tutoring more accessible to students, not having to go somewhere and click. It's just like right there. And so we've added that. Unfortunately, the platform we're using, they don't have tutors 24/7 for many of my courses. Or any, really, they have some ancillary support at best. So we have a tutor that is using that platform available Monday through Friday and then also Saturday. They've just expanded his hours. So several days a week, he's starting at 5 and others at 7. Then he has, I think, hours on Saturday from 1 to 4. So if people are using that, they'll be able to keep his hours up. If not, they'll pull them back down to what they were before, which was slightly fewer hours a week. But I think that's some great help. One thing I will say, if you're running into needing some tutoring in a course, ask your, and there's no one available through the tutoring link at all for that course, I would suggest that you tell the SA you would like some tutoring and ask her to contact me. Sometimes we have some full-time faculty that can help out in more extreme cases to give some support to students who are struggling and there's not a tutor available through our normal systems or traditional systems. So those are some of the things we've got that I think are can be really helpful to students.
Yeah, that's a lot of great information about support for our students. Thank you very much. Can a student get credit for real life work experience?
Yes, they can. That's called prior learning assessment. In order to do that, a student needs to talk to the student advisor, let them know they think that they have some experience that would count towards credit for a course. And then they need to create a document in which they demonstrate that they're able to meet the objectives of the course. They need to actually produce documents from their work, not say, well, I can do this, I've done this, I've done that. It's just not experience that you put down a piece of paper, but we want to see those documents that demonstrate you've done these things. Usually get a letter also from your supervisor. The only thing, caveat I might say on that is sometimes we have people coming with some really good experience, but it's, and while it's really good, it's really hands-on experience, a lot of the theory is not really, they don't get that in their work. And the course will be providing that theory that really substantiates and gives understanding to what they're doing hands-on. And so in those cases, we can't give give credit for that because they haven't had that theory that goes with the hands-on. But when people come like that, they are in a fabulous situation because they come here and they're going to get more of the theoretical background that supports everything they're doing. They have that hands-on, and that is so sellable, you know, to be able to go to an employer and they know that you're going to be able to talk to these other engineers and know what all is going on from a broader perspective, while at the same time being able to work with the technicians because of your hands-on experience. That is really something that can really be sold to an employer, I think.
So it's picking out a class and then submitting the proper paperwork,
right,
where the student or potential student thinks they can get prior learning.
Yeah, you don't submit this and say, can I get something for this? No, you have to say, I believe I can get credit for this course with this experience.
Excellent. This is why.
Yeah, and this is why. And I'll show you why.
Yeah. Have a couple questions that have popped in real quick here. One, going back to the tutoring, and Alex wanted to know, would it be able to schedule a time with a tutor possibly later at night if necessary? So I guess he's wondering if there's some evening.
No, the times are, there's no, to my knowledge, they are not able to schedule outside of those times. I'm not positive about that. The best thing to do is go into the environment and see, you know, if he has some extra hours available sometime that he could rearrange. Mm-hmm. But right now, he's working till 10 at night, central time.
Okay.
So I don't know if someone's thinking like at midnight. No, I kind of doubt this guy's going to stay up for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Let's see. Brent wanted to know, regarding videos over text-based lectures, I would be really excited about this avenue. That said, can we ensure that the videos are generated by Grantham and provide a unique learning experience instead of the traditional find a relevant video on YouTube and LinkedIn?
I'm going to say yes and no to that. Here's the deal. Some of these are going to be Grantham produced. Some of them are, they're not YouTube videos, but they are videos that we may purchase. Like I've just rolled out a revision of a course, and there's every week a lot of videos within that, the digital assets for that course that we purchase and are using. That includes all these videos by a professor from a university solving problems. So these are not YouTube videos. They're not out there, to my knowledge, anywhere. They're part of the package provided by the publisher, someone who is involved in the production of the text. And yeah, we would definitely use those. There's be no point to go other outside. One thing students need to understand is when we develop our own videos, they're housed on YouTube. So there's a YouTube link, but they're not someone else's. It's our account that we've generated those YouTube videos.
It's all Grantham
generated. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I have the hours on. I just pulled up the hours for the tutors. Monday and Tuesday, 5 to 10. Wednesday and Thursday, 6 to 10. Friday, 7 to 10. And Saturday, 1 to 4.
Okay, perfect. And while we're on that note, I just want to remind everybody that this session is being recorded. And so that being said, this video will also be available on YouTube via Grantham University's YouTube channel under the Career Booster series. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, and that being said, if you're watching the recording later, these hours may have changed.
Okay. All right. So we'll keep you posted on that. All right. One more question from Alex. Let's see. One of the things that is important to my employer is AutoCAD and drafting software. Is this introduced and used in any of the classes?
No, it isn't. And we asked our advisory board if we should have a course on AutoCAD, and they did. They said we should not. That they did not recommend that. That generally, while you know, there's less and less people that are less and less demand for that. There's a lot more automation involved, and we're not really training. The jobs that our students should be getting would not be doing AutoCAD generally.
Okay.
So.
All right. Thank you.
Excellent. What advice do you have for a student to be successful?
I think from my experience looking at many, many appeals and talking to students, there are two things to being successful. And it really has nothing to do with your skills and everything like that. Yeah, you have to be prepared for your program to a certain extent. But the two things I see that is the biggest driving factor is stability in your life and a solid schedule that you stick with. If you have those two things, you are on a place to really start. Then you can develop your skills and develop your aptitudes. If you can find out maybe I'm not suited for whatever degree program after all, and then you can make a change, or you can grow and just get to graduation. But, you know, when I see students and, you know, the aunt who's like a mother died, and then my wife is ill, and the child is having, you know, emergency, having to take her, and then the tornado took the roof off the garage. You know, when you've got that kind of upheaval in your life, this may not be the time to be here. I think timing for school is very important. I have seen, you know, there was a gentleman whose wife was very ill. He spent a lot of time in hospitals, and he did his work sitting there at his wife's bedside. So that can happen, but in general, you know, having some stability is really important. And the other thing is having a schedule. I've seen students even turn in their schedules to me. You know, like one gentleman, he got up early every morning. He laid out, okay, discussion for this class I do this week, this morning. The next morning, I read the text in this class. And the next morning, I read the text in the other class. This day morning, I work on the assignment for this class. Every single term, he mapped out the hours that he was going to get work done, and not just work on schoolwork. It was work on getting this milestone for the class accomplished, this reading, this discussion, this assignment, this lab. I think that is a key. I know, talked to another guy at graduation last August. Very interesting. He, his wife, they had two children, elementary school, pretty young, but they were homeschooling those two girls. And so the way they were working it is he'd come home from work, they'd eat dinner right away, and then the whole family sat down and started working. They were homeschooling their girls in the evening, which, God bless them. You know, I'm not sure I'd be able to do that with my girls. But, you know, they were homeschooling those girls in the evening. His wife was working with them. He was doing his schoolwork. They did that every single night. And I stood there and shook his hand at graduation. It's having a schedule with milestones that you stick to. And I think those two aspects, stability and schedule, are so critical.
So those would be your tips for time management. Any further tips? That
Yeah, for time management, I think you need to get a system down that you can stick to. You know, some other things I've thought about. You know, maybe you need to go somewhere. You know, if you're in a ground campus, you have to get to class. You don't want to be in late and walking in front of everyone. You know, maybe you need to set up a time at the library that you go, and you don't want to be late, and you've got to go there. You've got to get something that is a schedule that you stick to. I also think it's good to look at your navigation. Do you have to do a bunch of clicks and go all over to try to get to Grantham? Why not get shortcuts or tabs set right in your browser? Bang, you go right there. It's always in front of you. You're always ready to work. Another thing, you know, good time management systems. I like Simpleology is something I've used a lot off and on. And I have definitely seen when I use that, it's a web-based browser system. When I use that, my productivity always goes up. And it always puts up notifications every morning to get my schedule set. So, I think there's a lot of good tools out there that are web-based with notifications that can help keep you on track, and you've got to take advantage of those things.
Yeah, I think with school and work and family and maybe even have a part-time job, an additional, you have to schedule a timeout. But the one thing I like in online learning is I get to schedule that timeout. I don't have to go by a brick-and-mortar school and have to go by their schedule. Yeah, there's still, you know, time factors and deadlines that we need to keep here, but for the most part, I get to do it on my part, and I love that.
Yeah. So Doug's working on his master's here at Grantham, so he knows what he's talking about.
Actually, it's the HRM program.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to be done here pretty soon.
Yeah.
I'm almost done.
I can't say, I mean, I've used that method, you know, when I was finishing my undergrad, and it does work. And I mean, it was down to the point where if I had college algebra and strategies for decision making, it was like from 10 to 11, I'm doing this discussion forum. From 11 to 3, I'm doing this. And, you know, when you pepper in your other things, you know, like if I want to go to the gym or if I've got lunch with friends or something, you still schedule everything. It's almost like how we schedule meetings and things in office.
Right.
You have to do it and stick with it. So I can attest that that model does work.
Yeah, that's a way. And I think tying some milestones to it really helps, you know, just like, not like I'm going to work on, you know, Grantham schoolwork. It's like, what am I going, when I sit down, what do I intend to get accomplished by the time I get up?
Yeah.
I get to schedule it, and there's no better feeling for me than I get to schedule in my time for the most part, and things get done when you really get specific with your schedule.
That's it for today. Before you go, be sure to subscribe to Grantham University's Career Booster podcast to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And please help share, rate, and review this podcast so that we can continue to provide you the best content possible.